This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A Colorado program is expanding to help kids from low-income families with uncontrolled asthma to breathe better. CPR's John Daly reports.
About 8% of the state's children have asthma. Rates are higher for African-American children and rising for Latino kids. Dr. Robin Dieterding is the medical director of the Breathing Institute at Children's Hospital Colorado. She says the program will connect more of those kids to resources in their communities.
It'll involve school nurses, asthma providers, parents, obviously, and these asthma navigators that kind of connect the whole system.
The program won a nearly $3 million three-year grant to expand statewide, including in more rural areas. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Authorities have broken up an international drug trafficking ring and a related money laundering operation based in Colorado. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
The investigation started back in 2019. Federal and state officials uncovered a drug market where people were moving around heroin and counterfeit oxycodone containing fentanyl. The ring was operating at the same time overdose deaths were rising sharply in Colorado, from 49 in 2016 to 220 in 2019. Attorney General Phil Weiser.
We are losing more people to drug overdose than we lost in the Iraq War and the Vietnam War combined. And in no other country in the world is this epidemic hitting the way it hits here.
64 people were indicted in Colorado connected to the scheme. Officials also seized 12 firearms, 19 vehicles, and nearly $1 million in cash. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
What does it mean to be a Republican politician in Colorado? That's the question Representative Hugh McKean is asking as he takes over leadership of his party's caucus in the State House.
You know, when we talk about the diversity of thought, it's far less the ideological diversity, it's the practical challenge of what does life on the Western Slope look like.
CPR's Andrew Kinney reports on a rising face in Colorado's conservative politics. You'll find that story at CPR.org. This is CPR News.